This is Out Loud and Proud, a mini show and podcast made possible in part by a grant from the Alliance Foundation. Here's Rick Small.
This is Rick Small with KXEI's Out Loud and Proud, and I'm here today with Jamie Lee at the Arizona Queer Archives. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Rick? Thanks for coming to the campus on, you know, this first day of finals, and also, you know, into the old building that you said used to be a fraternity that you're very familiar with. So how was that for you to walk into here?
Deja vu. And that makes sense why it's so quiet around here,
because
everybody's in finals. So why don't you just take the microphone away from me and tell me all about Arizona Queer Archives and the projects you're involved with and what you're trying to do here at the University of Arizona and how you're making a difference.
Okay. Sounds good. So the Arizona Queer Archives was something that I founded with Susan Stryker in 2011, which started, actually, I started the Arizona LGBTQ Storytelling Project, which was Arizona's first LGBTQ archive in 2008. And I received funding from the Alliance Fund, which I'm sure you are familiar with as well. And they fund LGBTQ-related projects, and in the community, I'm now on the board there. And so it's kind of a full circle since they were the first funding I received back in January 2008 to get this started. And so since that time, I've collected a number of oral histories and trained people on using the video equipment and the microphones. And so people in the community have been collecting their own oral histories. But in 2011, we migrated all of those stories into what is now the Arizona Queer Archives, which is here, this physical space. I think it's 14 feet by 9 feet. We're just crammed in here. We've got the Wingspan organizational collection that we received just about the time when they were going under. And so we have 52 boxes of program files, the administrative grants written and received, film festival materials, and also executive director notes and board meeting minutes. And it really, you know, tells a great history from 1989 to when they closed, what were the needs of the community and how has that changed. And then we also have a collection of the Gay Community Services, which was founded in the 70s, really focusing on gay men's health. And I believe there was another entity that emerged out of LA, and so there were a lot of sharing of materials. And we have also the Southwest Feminist Reunite Group, and that is a group of feminists and lesbian feminists who really found each other in the late 60s, early 70s. And I collected oral histories from them, and now they're collecting oral histories within their distinct communities. But we have some actual materials, the 1971 version of Our Bodies Ourselves from the Boston Collective. And then we have just the Institute for LGBT Studies material. We have an In the Life DVD collection. But probably one of my favorite collections is in this gray box right here, and it's 30 pairs of eyeglasses that belong to one person as the person transitioned from butch dyke to queer to genderqueer, and now is a trans man living in Boston. And so just thinking about how we wear glasses, you know, as parts of our identity, and, you know, going to parties and seeing people at a lesbian potluck, and over the hummus you're oh, cool glasses, maybe, you know, whatever, you know, how they just become these little codes of identity. So that's kind of what we do here at the archive. We kind of slam together ideas of queer theory with ideas of archival theory, and they're very opposite, where queer is trying to intervene and make things unsettled, where archival theory is trying to settle everything. So what do we do in this little test kitchen is really experiment and see how do we label and identify things and still make them accessible, but also offer ways that if we change over time, that our metadata also can shift, our description and how we see it through certain methodological lenses, how will that shift for future generations entering the archive to see histories about us.
For more on Out Loud and Proud and full podcasts, visit kxci.org.